You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, the 18th anniversary of the Korone Hana of the Māori King took place, attended by all the political parties, minus one. The ACT Party was notably absent from the celebrations. For our weekly catch-up, I asked ACT MP Simon Court why this was. We also talked about David Seymour's Ministry of Regulation, which has been making headlines in recent weeks as it was revealed the average salary of its employees was $150,000. Given the government has cut or is set to cut over 6,500 public sector jobs, the revelation has sparked some outrage. And finally, I asked Court about the ACT Party's views on the recent changes to the controversial Fast Track Approvals Bill, in which decision powers have been removed from ministers. But I started off by asking him about the party's absence from the Korone Hana. The Māori King's Korone Hana took place last week. All the parties but the ACT Party were present at this. Why did the ACT Party not attend?
Well, I've spoken to David Seymour, the ACT leader, about that, and he said that, you know, we wish the King well, but it's not important that David attend every event, and, you know, the ACT Party, its ministers and MPs in Parliament busy working on issues that we've promised to deliver for all New Zealanders. And so, look, it's the 18th anniversary. It's probably not the most important event that that ACT could have attended this year.
Do you think, though, since every other party was there, including New Zealand First and the National Party, as a member of Parliament and government at the moment, that the ACT Party might have a duty to be there?
Well, our duty is to the, is to New Zealanders who voted ACT into Parliament and who want ACT to fulfil its obligations in government as part of the coalition. And so the policies that, that we're working on will have more of a lasting positive impact on everybody, including Māori, than attending a celebration of the 18th anniversary of the King's coronation, from our perspective.
Given some of the backlash that the ACT Party and David Seymour have been receiving from certain iwi leaders in recent months over policies like the repeal of Section 7AA and the Treaty Principles Bill, do you think it would have been good for the ACT Party to be able to address these leaders at an event like this?
Well, potentially. But the conversation around certainly the Treaty Principles Bill is going to go on for at least a year. So one conversation on a rainy day in Ruawahia doesn't make that debate. That debate's going to continue for a while, and all New Zealanders, including the people who spoke at the King's coronation celebrations, will have a chance to contribute to the debate.
Moving on, David Seymour's Ministry of Regulation has been taking up some headlines in recent weeks, largely because it was reported that the average salary of its staff is over $150,000. So given the huge cull of public service jobs recently, there's been a little bit of upset surrounding this. What does the ACT Party say to this?
Well, the Ministry for Regulation has been set up to deal with a really significant problem, and that is New Zealand has become one of the most regulated countries in the OECD. It's gone from the second least regulated in 1998 to being 20th this year, and the NZIER, an independent economic research institute, estimates the cost for business to comply with tax and regulatory requirements is around $5 billion a year, around 1.3% of GDP. So the ACT Party firmly believes that the Ministry for Regulation is an important tool to fix that. And as part of the coalition government agreement, having a ministry set up and staffed by people who are highly skilled in specialist roles, firstly in the establishment phase and then transitioning into the permanent roles of this ministry, is really important to get the right people. So we're quite comfortable with the average salary and the cost for the implementation of the Ministry of Regulation. But, you know, we're trying to find ways to reduced the $5 billion red tape that New Zealand businesses and households face in complying with their tax and regulatory obligations. So, you know, we think it's a small investment to get that right.
Currently, close to 6,500 public sector positions have been or are proposed to be disestablished. To those who may have lost their jobs or might be upset about what is in the headlines, what do you say to them?
Well, in contrast with various other ministries that became bloated under the previous government and where most of those cuts have been targeted, the Ministry for Regulation will be efficient. It's intended that it cuts the unnecessary out of government, much like all of the regulations that other government departments have been working to. So our intention is that the Ministry for Regulation is going to improve the delivery of government services. That's still going to require good people to do that. And we feel for the people who've lost their jobs. But New Zealand is going through a significant change right now after the previous government borrowed a whole lot of money and built nothing with it. And all of the money they printed led to inflation. Yeah, unfortunately, this has consequences in downsizing and right-sizing government for the future is one of the things that we have to do. And the Ministry of Regulation is going to play a significant, important part in that.
And moving on once again, the Fast Track Approvals Bill, it's been announced that it will no longer give three ministers sign-off powers and that the important responsibility is to be delegated to a panel of independent experts. What's the ACT Party's view on this change?
Well, they are positive changes. I sat on the Environment Committee that heard submissions, and what was clear is there's overwhelming support in the main element that the Fast Track Approvals Bill establishes, which is essentially a one-stop shop for the many approvals that major projects need. So that includes conservation approvals, wildlife approvals, Crown Minerals Act approvals, all in a one-stop shop process. That's quite different from having to get a resource consent for a major project, which itself might be subject to, you know, objectors and, you know, people who aren't neighbours but who claim to be affected by a project turning up and objecting. And then, of course, having to go through very similar processes to demonstrate that environmental effects are appropriately managed with other Crown agencies. What the Fast Track Approvals Bill does is essentially bring those all into a one-stop shop, one panel, and one set of conditions and approvals, however, made under the respective pieces of legislation. So, look, it is a sensible change. We had heard a lot of concerns about final decision-making being with ministers and the potential perceptions of political decisions. So it is the right thing to do.
Some of those concerns around ministers signing off on the bill was Shane Jones's conflicts of interests when it came to decision-making. The ACT Party has recently received some similar backlash concerning Nicole McKee and the firearms reform, considering she's sole director and shareholder of Firearms Safety Specialists, another undeclared conflict of interest. Would the ACT Party consider taking a similar course of action with Nicole McKee?
Well, Nicole McKee's role before she was elected in 2020 into opposition with the ACT Party was providing firearms safety training on ranges and to make sure that people seeking their firearms licences had the right competencies to deliver that. I can't see any conflict of interest between her previous work, which, you know, she no longer does and hasn't done for a long time, her previous role running that business and you know, making sure that Kiwis wanting to use firearms knew how to use them safely, and her current role, which is trying to reform the firearms regulations so that New Zealanders as a whole are safer when it comes to firearms and keeping it out of the wrong hands. So I don't really see any conflict of interest there. That's what Nicole was elected to do. And you know, she's got some great policies that she's developing and rolling out. And I'm sure if she ever wanted to go back to training people how to use firearms more safely, you know, she'd be great at that as well. But I don't really see a conflict there.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Kaur on the party's absence from the Māori King's Koronehana, questions about the Ministry of Regulation and changes to the Fast Track Approvals Bill.
That was Simon Kaur from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.